In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Welcome to our 27-minute love-in. Get in your Volkswagen bus and travel back to the 60s with us, because we have a great show in store for you today.
I have to admit, I was a teenager in the 60s, mm-hmm. and those are really good times.
Mm-hmm.
Good for kids, not too good for parents, but it was, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, my parents didn't like it. No one wants to be alone during the holidays. This is why everyone breaks up afterwards.
Not only that, but they get all the Christmas presents and everything else, and then dump them.
Exactly. And our songs today are about getting dumped. That makes it so happy, happy New Year, you know? Which brings me to my very first song of the day. In 1966, the Walker Brothers released the remake as a single, and this version met with much greater success than Frankie Valli's. It became their highest rating song on the Billboard Hot 100 in the U.S., where it peaked at number 13. Here's "The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore." In 1966, all cigarette packets in the United States must carry the health warning, caution, cigarette smoking may be hazardous to your health.
They put it in, see, the font size was about minus two. You really needed a magnifying glass to even see it on there. Yeah. But they did it. But back then, things were different because if you put a filter on a cigarette, everyone thought that they were okay.
Yeah, but they're not safe.
No, they're not really safe. No. Sometimes you're the dumper, and sometimes you're the dumpee.
I usually was the dumpee.
No, I find that hard to believe.
Wait, dumpee? No, the dumper. I dumped. Never mind. I dumped. I couldn't put up with these guys. Yeah.
Which brings me to my first song of the day. It is by a group formed in New Jersey in 1964 called the Knickerbockers.
The Knickerbockers?
The Knickerbockers.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
K-N-I-C-K-E-R.
The Knickerbockers.
Yeah, Knickerbockers.
Okay.
They were regulars on the Dick Clark Show, Where the Action Is.
Ooh.
Remember that show?
I remember that show, but I only knew Dave Clark 5. And
he was a biggie on there, but
yeah.
I remember it came on at 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd run home from school and watch mm-hmm. Where the Action
me
Is.
Me too.
Oh, baby, come on.
Let me take you yeah. Where the Action
okay.
Is.
Enough of two old people sitting around reminiscing. Listen.
Hey, wait.
What?
Two old people?
Yeah, you
talk about yourself, buddy. I'm young.
You're with me in this, babe.
No, I'm not.
Listen and enjoy. Lies.
Lies. Lies. You're telling me that you'll be true. Lies. Lies. That's all I ever get from you. Tears. Tears. I shed a million tears for you. Cheers, cheers, and now you're loving someone new. Someday I'm gonna be happy, but I don't know when just now. Lies,
lies,
breaking my heart. You think that you're such a smart girl, and I'll believe what you say. But who do you think you are, girl? Can't believe a word you say. Lies, lies are gonna make you sad someday. Someday you're gonna be lonely, but you won't find me around. Lies,
lies,
breaking my heart.
The big toy in 1966 was the robot from the TV series Lost in Space.
Warning, warning, Will Robinson. Warning, warning.
Him and Dr. Smith were always at war.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
Silence, you ninny.
Silence, you ninny.
Yeah, he never liked the robot. You have that toy.
I do.
And he's so cool.
He is,
you used to take it, you had it at work in your office. And every time somebody come into your place, he would
go, warning.
Warning, warning. And his arms would be flapping around.
Should put that in the studio.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by What you doing, Granny?
Making myself a new pipe.
Oh, I got something here you want to cotton to. That banker fella gave them to me.
What's that?
Winston cigarettes. Try one, Granny. They is first rate.
Now, if you say they're really good.
Best smoking you ever had.
By thunder, Jed. That is good smoking.
They tell me these Winstons is the best tasting cigarette you can get.
Well, I may put away my corn cob. That's saying a heap for them.
You know, Granny, there just ain't no way of saying how good a Winston is. You gotta smoke one to find out.
Well, I can say this. Winston tastes mighty good.
Like a cigarette should.
Like a cigarette should.
Yeah, like a cigarette should.
I listened to Granny. I used to smoke Winston.
Oh, you did?
I did, yes.
I liked Eve cigarettes because they had that floral design on it, and it made me look so cool when I was in school. The cigarettes weren't so great, but I looked cool.
And that was the important part.
Exactly. For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5. On your transistor radio.
Gotta get back in time. Gotta get back in time.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1965. The Watts riots took place in the Watts neighborhood of Los Angeles from August 11th to August 16th in 1965. On August 11th, Marquette Fry, an African-American motorist on parole for robbery, was pulled over for reckless driving. A minor roadside argument broke out and then escalated into a fight with police, and 6 days of civil unrest followed.
Listen to the news announcement.
6 days of rioting in Los Angeles left behind scenes reminiscent of war-torn cities. More than 100 square blocks were decimated by fire and looters, and few buildings were left intact. As the National Guard moved in to restore comparative calm, the losses by fire alone were put at $200 million. Civil rights leaders were quick to deplore the unbridled lawlessness, and Martin Luther King vowed to do all in his power to prevent a recurrence in Los Angeles or anywhere. An uneasy calm prevails in what is known as the Watts area of the city. A curfew was put into effect, and the entire section declared off limits to all but residents. The people who live here are suffering great hardship with no grocery, drug, or other service stores able to operate.
Nearly 4,000 members of the California Army National Guard helped suppress the disturbance, which resulted in 34 deaths and over $40 million in property damage. And that's the way it was way back when.
Gotta get back in time.
Every girl has to dump a guy once in a while, just for fun.
Really?
Yeah.
That's mean.
No, it's kind of fun. Which brings me to my next song. What a coinkydink.
How about that?
That the Foundations released in 1968 with Colin Young singing lead vocals. Young had replaced Clem Curtis during 1968, and this was the first Foundations hit on which he sang. The single reached number 3 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 in early 1969 and was quickly certified gold by the RIAA for sales of over 1 million U.S. copies. Here's Build Me Up, Buttercup.
But I love you still. I need you.
I need you
more than anyone. calling again, but you're late. I wait around and then I run to the door. I can't take anymore. It's not you. You let me down again. Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home. I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. I'm a toy, but I could be the boy you adore. And you just let me know. Although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so? Baby, baby, try to find a little time.
Did I sound heartless?
Yeah, well, just like this song. This poor schlep, he's over there talking to this buttercup babe, and he's over there, build me up, buttercup, and then he just break my heart, let me down. That's what all you women do.
No, I used to dump them, like, when it's near their birthday, if I didn't like them. It's fun to do
it.
Because
you were just too cheap to buy them
You're
a birthday present.
You're tootin'. But kept them for Valentine's Day. Because at least I got something from them. When we dated, you threw me a few pieces of candy at me.
That was on Sweetest Day.
Oh, that was Sweetest
That's
Day.
That's right.
No jelly, remember?
That's right.
Your mother had it from, I don't know when, Halloween maybe?
It was just kind of hanging around.
Yeah, no jelly. Those are like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups in those days.
Hey, what could I do? It's all of a sudden Sweetest Day comes in. Oh my gosh, it's Sweetest Day. What am I going to do? Grab some candy here you go.
Yeah, and threw it in a baggie.
Mm-hmm.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Authentic TV Dinners. Now available in two delicious flavors, color and black and white.
That's good eating.
Yeah, remember? You wanted Hungry Man. You said, yep. Oh, yeah, I want to try the Salisbury steak again.
You can never go back.
The Hungry Man, and you yep. wanted it so bad. I wasn't going to be home. I was out somewhere. Oh, I was on a trip with my girlfriends or travel agent friends. And you said, oh, God, never again. I says, I didn't think so, my love.
Yep, you can never go back.
Never, ever.
But just so you know, a little heartbreaker, when a guy says no, it means no.
It does?
Except if he doesn't mean no.
Which I'm sure brings you to your last song of the day.
You know that. How about that?
I figured that one out.
Well, my last song for today was a hit single by the English rock band The Zombies in 1965. It peaked at number 6 on the Billboard Hot 10.
Hot 10, really?
Yeah, whatever, sure. In the United States, and it was one of the 3 big American hits by The Zombies. The others being She's Not There in 1964 and Time of the Season in 1969.
Whoa, wait, was it really? Did it hit the top?
Yeah, it hit number 6 on the top 10. Number 6 on the top.
None of your records really play. They don't make it. They just bomb out.
Listen to Tell Her No.
That she should tell you, come closer. if she tempts you with a charm. Tell her no, 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 no. If she should tell you I love you, whoa, whoa. And if she tempts you with her charms,
tell her no,
don't live in love from your arms. Don't hurt me now, for her love belongs to said that to me.
In 1965, the Grateful Dead with lead guitarist Jerry Garcia play their first concert in San Francisco. How about that, huh?
How about that? Mm-hmm. Is that a group you like?
Yeah.
Do I like them?
No.
I didn't think so. I am going to end our 27-minute lovin' with a song about love.
How's that for a segue, people?
This 1965 song was made popular by Jackie DeShannon. It peaked at number 7 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 in July of that year. I don't make it up. Here's what the world needs now is love.
Sweet love.
What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. There are mountains and hillsides to climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know. But
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.